expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Leave that one alone. Really? Wow.
I don't know. I thought I had to do something different just because I've been a little bit under the weather lately, so I thought I'd better come up with some extra energy.
There you go. A little pin-up.
A little pin-up energy. That's absolutely right. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host. You're listening to Sovereign Mind Radio. You can go to KCNR1460.com, and we're on the AM dial at 1460 or the FM at 96.5.
And 96.5 is much better.
I like it a lot. I like it a lot.
Last I knew, the 1460 was working, but
anyway,
not as good.
Today is April 28th, 2019. And my name is Mark Kent once again, and I'm here in the studio in the great state of Jefferson with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
And Ashley, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great gal.
Good morning.
And Red Smith, who is, I mean...
Yeah, what is there to be said?
There's a lot to be said, but I don't know.
We could go on for days.
What could be appropriately said?
Beep, 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 beep.
We're here fighting the new world order. Tune in your radio, 1460 or FM 96.5, and go to the chat room, KCNR1460.com, or you can call in at 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well. And you can go to Facebook, and there's two Facebooks. I have Mark E. Kent, and that's the one with the eagle and a little bit of flag on the face of the eagle. Or you can go to the one with the... gal riding at the rodeo with the State of Jefferson flag. That's the one that you can probably get into better, and it's a little more user-friendly with the gal flying the flag over the face of Jerry Brown very appropriately. Wow. Let's see. What else have we got here? Reading Patriots meet every Monday night. They're going to be showing that Seattle is Dying movie, 6 p.m., 2570 Bonnie View. Any other announcements before we get started?
I do. I just got this morning, and this has to do with a wonderful veteran that we used to have in the community that passed away, Al Massa. He was known as Big Al. Out at the home was born in Kansas in 1960. He served in the Army and served 26 years and fought both World War II and Korea. He received a Purple Heart and the Rifleman Badge with two Bronze Stars. Wow. He retired in 1965 and worked at... Culver Military Academy and the Shasta Dam. He's a member of Our Lady of Mercy Catholic Church and the Knights of Columbus and the Sons and Daughters of Italy. He is survived by his wife of 76 years, Angie, a son, two daughters, 13 grandchildren, and seven great-grandchildren.
Wow.
Al passed away on April 16, 2019. In July, he would have been 103 years old.
Well... condolences to his family.
Yeah, so they are laying him to rest out at the Igo Cemetery tomorrow, the 29th, at 11 a.m., and they're asking for people to come out and attend that. In lieu of flowers, they are asking for money to be donated to the Mercy Home for the Boys and Girls. So There you go. And Al Massa was Frank Rose's mentor. So God bless Al.
Very good. Well, we might as well get started with some news headlines.
We got a caller on the line. It is Mr. Wilkinson, I do believe. Good morning, Dick.
Hey, morning. Hey, Mark. You know, it's not an easy job replacing you and Red there, but Nick and Jimmy did a great job last week. I just think they need a good pat on the back for doing it.
They get kudos.
They did good.
Absolutely. They did a great job, and we love listening to them, and I'm sure they'll be back at some point because it's hard to keep.
You better watch out. They did such a great job. They're probably going to take over your job, so be careful.
Did I say they're never coming back?
All right, thanks, Mr. Wilkinson. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Dick.
And yes, they did a wonderful job.
They did great. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I want to get to the drip, drip, drip. Can you cue up that one video I sent you of John Brennan? And this is John Brennan. Basically, the headline says the sociopathic rantings denies participation in the coup. And the point of this story is that. It's starting to ramp up because, now that the Mueller investigation's over, I think Trump's turning his guns and bringing them to bear.
Yeah, the counterpunches. Well, it's already begun.
It's already begun.
There's already been arrests and indictments. There's things that are.
I think there's going to be some big name arrests here pretty soon. I think Comey's the first one on the list.
We're going to be looking at a nice slow burn, really, for the next 2 years towards the election.
Well, we got the AG report coming out, and there's several things that are coming out in the next few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
The D class is going to be probably last, but it's there. This is not going to just go away. This is not going to get swept under the carpet like a lot of people think. It's going to go full Demtard here pretty quick.
It's far-reaching. You know, some of the things that we suspected before, that there was collusion with British intelligence services and probably Australian intelligence services too, because they mirror the metadata collected by the NSA, and they have now stated that there was a request specifically from the President of the United States of America for that data regarding Donald Trump.
Well, this has been going on for a long time. You know, it makes me think back to remember the, John Boehner in tears up there resigning from the, and everybody's like, what a goo. You know, what a goober. I mean, who does that? But I think that Obama started doing this crap as soon as he got in office, and he was spying on everyone and everything and gathering his little black box of blackmail.
Yeah,
and
his retirement plan,
his insurance plan.
Yeah,
so he doesn't get executed.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. This is a okay. So go ahead and play that clip, Ashley.
Lately, including on Hannity overnight, Sean Hannity over on Fox News, his first sort of interview, if you will, in depth since we've seen some of these developments from the Mueller report, and he invoked your name, and I want to play what he had to say.
I really say now we have to get down because this was a coup. This was an attempted overthrow of the United States government. These are sick people. These are sick, sick people.
You know,
so let's see what happens with McCabe and Comey and Brennan and Clapper. They weren't in the act. And let's see what happens, and let's see how high it goes up, because it's inconceivable when it goes to Clapper, Brennan, Comey, these people. I would imagine that some other people, maybe a little bit higher up, also knew about it, and maybe a lot higher up.
So that's the president alleging that you, among others, were in on the act for some kind of an attempted overthrow. How do you respond?
Well, I don't think it's surprising at all that we continue to hear these sociopathic ramblings of Mr. Trump claiming that there was this effort to try to prevent him from being elected or to unseat him. And I welcome any type of, you know, continued investigation in terms of what we did during that period of time that we were in government. And I've testified in front of Congress.
And
so
you
I'm
would
happy
do it again?
I'll do it again. And so people have called for me to do it, and Rand Paul and others, they make these very specious allegations that have no basis in truth, but they put it into the bloodstream, and then unfortunately certain networks will propagate that.
Boy, talk about projecting specious arguments with no proof. Gee, we haven't been doing anything like that for the last couple of years.
Do they listen to themselves when they speak?
Well,
yeah. Impeachment, Russia.
Yeah, I mean, wow.
Here's another thing to take from that. When Trump speaks, he's like E.F. Hutton a little bit. You probably need to listen. Because Every, wiretapping, they're wiretapping me, at Trump Tower. He's an idiot. There's nothing to it. True. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything he's been saying is right down the line true. And, you know, these guys have been going after him. They've been trying to frame him. You know, they've been trying to basically overthrow an existing administration. Yep. And
based on information they knew from the word jump was fictional.
Wow, it is nuts. And but it is coming. The drip is starting to get bigger.
Yeah.
And when Trump starts talking about treason and a coup and I mean, they're not letting this go, and there's not going to be any deals made on this stuff. They can't let these guys just walk with this because, you know, otherwise you're living in Venezuela, you're in a third world country, and, you know, and, you know, we know that the NSA has been, while working for the Obama administration, has been, spying on everybody.
Everybody.
There's proof of it now. And so they went through and we know that the Obama administration went through the Secret Service or the CIA. I can't remember. It's the GQH something over there in Britain.
Mm-hmm.
And they used them to get around the FISA court because they have access to the NSA, and they were using them to spy on all of their political opponents and whoever.
They have another problem, too, not only domestically with that, because they're – there are some things under the Patriot Act and the collection of metadata and the stuff like that, constitutional or not, is still up to debate, but it's technically at this time legal. But nowhere in there does it qualify them to share that metadata intelligence on American citizens with foreign intelligence agencies.
Yeah, that's kind of a problem. Yeah, it's a problem. Well, that's why they've been hesitant to take some of this stuff out of the FISA declasses, because it starts implicating some other countries involved in this stuff. And, man, I'll tell you what, before this is over, I think this is going to get pretty ugly.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows where it's going. But I'm pretty sure that, this is going all the way to the top. What is the consequences of that? Well, we'll just have to wait and see. But we already know that Judicial Watch came out with 49,000 emails that they started a Freedom of Information Act in 2014 that they just now got, that came right out of the White House administrative offices. With that, I think
we need to go to a break. If you want to call in and talk about something or a question or a comment, give us a call. 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Watch is a show by veterans for veterans, covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
SST Oil on Wyndham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
Pacific Justice Institute has once again defended and affirmed the constitutional right of a street evangelist to proclaim the gospel in a public location. You see, PJI's Washington State Attorney, Jorge Ramos, successfully defended this street preacher in Kennewick, Washington, who had been criminally charged with violating a noise ordinance. Our client's alleged crime? Proclaiming the gospel and defending life in front of a Planned Parenthood abortion mill. This is another big win for free speech because the judge threw out the case. Visit PJI.org and download our free guide to public preaching.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at PacificJustice.org. That's PacificJustice.org.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of Free Fire Media, Blue Oyster Cult. Let's see. We got Raleigh Sally in the chat room. It says, there were other presidents that used government agencies to spy on Americans. I wouldn't have believed it.
Abraham Lincoln?
LBJ spied on the Goldwater campaign, as did Kennedy use the FBI to spy on Martin Luther King. Well, I guess this is a trend and maybe it needs to stop, because at the same time, when you're a sitting president and you start wiretapping your political opponents so you can usher in whoever you want into the White House, who's backed by millionaire George Soros and the Rothschilds and things like that, we've got a problem, Houston. And
Yeah, wasn't there past presidents that got kind of prosecuted for doing that in the past?
Well, you know, Nixon was with Watergate.
He
ducked out to avoid prosecution.
Well, I know, but...
Well, that was a squirt gun fight compared to what's going on right now.
Yeah.
This is big. I mean, this is like treason at the highest levels.
And it's far-reaching.
And
But it was probably then, too, if you dug deep into it.
And there's a bunch of people involved. I mean, I've got the story about the Clinton Foundation. We can go. You know, it's now confirmed that Joe Biden is a White Walker. just saying.
Creepy Joe.
Where his hands are, I don't know.
I don't want to know.
Thank you, Ashley. It's getting kind of weird there. FDR did it to all the Democrats. But FDR was a Democrat. Did it to all Democrats. Oh, I see. Yeah. Maybe it's germane to mostly Democrats. I don't know. But I'll tell you what. In the old days, spying was spying this and that. In the new world of technology, when you've got an agency like the NSA that can monitor every single communication on the planet, it becomes a little bit more of a tool that you can wield against your opponents if you're the one in charge of it.
Oh, well, they're not actually spying on anybody. They're just collecting the metadata if they have to go back due with probable cause later to examine it. So they're collecting the data. They're just not looking at
they're
it
just unless monitoring.
They have a warrant to do so, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't be taking any kind of selfies if I'm running for office, like, I don't know, Anthony Weiner or something, you know, because that just could show up on the Internet.
It just might,
yeah. Well, like I say, we were talking about Judicial Watch getting the 49,000 new emails from out of the White House computer system. I'll tell you what, this getting uglier and uglier and uglier, but I guess we have a caller.
We do. We've got Jimmy on the line. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, folks. Hey, Mark, there's a certain entity that posts stuff, and it's it's a letter of the alphabet. Can I talk about that?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been talking about it for weeks.
Okay.
When I was on here. In fact, I was thinking about putting in my intro, where we go one, we go all. So,
first of all, I'd like you to know that you totally ruined my wife because she's completely addicted to it. she doesn't even talk to me anymore. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, it'll probably be good because if she's not cooking dinner, you know, you'll be like me. You'll lose 10 pounds in a week or two.
No, she makes me do that. You know, make her cocktails and all that. But no, I'm just kidding. Hey, you are certainly a very eye-opening entity. Have you heard about the boom in June?
The boom in June.
I just saw something about that.
I've seen
that.
References to it. I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen, but the stuff is so coded sometimes. You got to read between the lines. Sometimes you go to the past to prove the present. You know, I got guys that are, you know, analyzing it, and I watch about three or four different ones of them. But, yeah, there's some stuff coming down the pipe that I don't know the dates, and I don't rely on the dates from Q very much, but I don't think they've been wrong on much about anything, but they've been on their dates. They seem to be more of a deflection or a disinformation because they know that the bad guys are listening too.
Yeah, it was funny. We were watching Good Morning America, and we only watch that stuff for, you know, to see what they're doing and talking about. And it wasn't Mueller like we've heard for the last 2 years. It was baby rescued chimpanzees being reunited with a family.
That's important.
Today's a blueberry pie day. And then there was something else that was riveting. I forgot what it was, but I want to see when all this stuff comes to fruition how this mainstream media is going to cover it.
Well, they're already starting to jump out ahead of it a little bit, or trying to. I mean, you've got Bill Maher coming on, you know, basically with Adam Schiff doing an interview saying that, well, now you're kind of looking like a stalker because the big gun was firing a blank.
All right. Hey, great show, guys.
All right.
I will be listening.
All right.
Thanks. Have a great day, Jimmy.
Yeah, I think they're trying to claw their way back into credibility.
It's not going to happen.
They're through. They're done. Anybody with two brain cells to rub together knows that they're all corrupt. In fact, I'm gonna say that there's a list of guys that are probably going to get indicted with the media being in collusion with the coup run out of the CIA and the FBI and the DOJ.
I suspect several new members of the Potomac swim team too.
I think there might even be a few scullers. Or was it Skull and Bones? I think it was Skull and Bones.
It's like that Drowning Pool song, Let the Bodies Hit the Floor.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, there's some serious problems out there. And I think they already have testimony. I mean, we know that there's been grand jury investigations with sealed indictments.
Pre-Stap has rolled on them. And we already know that.
I think Bruce Orr rolled.
Well, he started rolling, I think, because Priestap started, ratting on everybody and singing like a canary. And then I think they went right down the line, and they're all starting to sing. And it's all an investigation that there's no leakers, so nobody knows what's going on. And you can't talk about a grand jury, but we know that this is happening.
Yeah, and, you know, there's other things that are coming out that now goes to the vice president's office. You know, they're disclosing now that the wife of the chief of staff of Vice President Pence was one of the lead analysts on the Hillary Clinton email thing. And now that they believe that there might have been collusion back and forth on that. And, I mean, this runs deep.
Oh, man. And of course, the news media is reporting everything just stellarly. You know, just like
blueberry pies and chimpanzees.
Wow. Hey, that's news.
Yeah.
And I guess the fact that, well, you know, and Joe Biden is way out in front. He can't be beat in the next election. I mean, the polls came out. You know, it's just like Hillary, you know? Hillary, 85% chance.
It's already over.
It's already over. And Joe Biden. He's already won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Wow. I mean, I'm waiting for a good song to come out. I was looking for parodies this morning on Joe.
Yeah.
You know, I hope somebody picks up the Buster Scruggs creepy, Surly Joe.
Surly Joe. Cotton Eye Joe, there's a good one.
Yeah,
creepy Joe. But that's not going away. And then we've got Hillary, the queen of denial.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this woman is so far out in space. It's like, yo, you know, when she starts talking about Trump and the stuff that she says about, his collusion and this and that, it's like, are you kidding me? This is the queen of collusion. This is the queen of obstruction. This mm-hmm. is, it's like, but I think what you're seeing is you're starting to see a bit of desperation on the part of some of these people.
What do they have other than to just double down? I mean, scream their innocence all the way to their cell.
Well, and I think Trump's making them squirm. He's leaking little bits here and there, and it's like, it's like, mm-hmm. when is the axe going to fall?
When the time is right.
I think that's
and
it.
I think some of us get so impatient. I'm one of the worst about it. I want to see these guys burn a long time ago. But, you know, if we look at where we are from where we started 2 years ago and the things that Trump has accomplished already, how far we've come in turning the country back to the right course and the things that he's accomplished and the things that are going on, and we look at it from that perspective, I think that's you'll have a lot more positive feeling instead of looking at how much is left to done. Look at how much of the mountain's already been moved.
Yeah, well, it's so big. The mountain's so big with so much going on. I mean, it's hard to see, like you say, but you got to look at everything and realize that he is doing stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know something? Who else are we gonna put our hopes in right now?
Nobody. And hashtag Winnie.
Yeah.
Everything he's touched so far. And
it's like I'm gonna address the chat room since very anti-Trump and the silence of the Republicans and all this. No, we've been talking about the vaccine things for 2 or 3 years. Just because you have one issue that the guy got it wrong on doesn't mean that every gosh darn thing that he ever did is wrong. And you can't look at it that way. Okay, of course there's no safe vaccines, but it's up to the people to get out there and stop that. And it's up to the people. Now, I totally agree with you. I think Trump's got it wrong. I think he's absolutely wrong on the vaccine thing. But at the same time, does that mean we should elect Joe Biden?
Or any of them.
Or any of those other freak show guys.
Yeah.
But then we need to cut the government back anyway. And get it back to us so that we have
the option. We have some responsibility.
And
the real deal is it's your choice to get your kids vaccinated or not. And if they'd make it a law that I'm moving to Idaho. Because I'm not going to do it. But the real deal is, if it's so good, you know, why are they worried if my kids get the measles and their kids, if they got vaccinated, their kids, they can't get it, right?
Well, why is the argument now distilled down to the measles, mumps, and rubella? Like, that's the only vaccine that people have an issue with, which is actually one of the few vaccines that a lot of people in the know don't have a major issue with because it's been successfully deployed for decades. It's all of these new experimental vaccines and the fact that they're covering up mercury disbursement by calling it thimerosal and all of these other things that are going on.
So I think instead of attacking Trump on it, I think we should attack. Well, and I'm not saying give him a pass either, but I think we should attack the issue itself as the population.
Big pharma?
Yeah, big pharma. Yeah, exactly.
With that, I guess we need to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. to find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. North State Now is brought to you by Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is the second generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423 at Advanced Automotive.
She didn't know what she was headed for, and when I found what she was headed for, it was too late. She's come undone. She found a mountain that was far too high, and when she found out she couldn't fly, it was too late. She's come undone.
I love that song. That's a great song.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of makes me think of Hillary Clinton.
The head moon barker.
It just kind of made me too, you know?
Yeah, I don't
she
know.
Doesn't. I don't think she's going to fly too well.
I know. It's too late. AGT, International, the Clinton Foundation, scandal worse than Uranium One. Covered up by the FBI and DOJ before 2016 election. There's a series on this article, but in 2016, the DOJ and FBI suppressed and buried a criminal investigation involving the Clintons. Gee, and just about that time, they started investing Trump, and then they dropped everything, and wow, it's just all coinciding. The Clinton,
weird.
Yes, I know, weird, isn't it? The Clinton Foundation and the donors to the foundation. All right. The investigation revolved around the illegal sale of controlled U.S. Homeland Security technology to Russia and China in the years before the 2016 election by a company named AGT International. The DOJ determined its internal investigation in 2016, despite a clear and irrefutable evidence of criminal activity, and hid this investigation from the public, just like the Clinton Foundation scandal of Uranium One. Nothing to see here. Wow, they weren't corrupt over there at the White House, and he's not a Manchurian candidate, and I bet he was born in Hawaii, too. And he sealed all his records before he became president because he wanted to be transparent, right? Now, I don't know where he was born, but if you found out he was born in Mombasa, would you be shocked at this point? Or are you just plain stupid that you believe everything you've been spoon-fed about this administration since the beginning? Good grief. Wake up. Yeah. Where are we going? I'm not sure.
Well, see, and the thing with this AGT thing, too, is they have proprietary licensing on artificial intelligence and data gathering things. And so you hear about all of these hacks and all of these things that occur to the American cybersecurity system. And we'll come to find out, maybe our cyber defense isn't as inadequate as we thought it was. It's somebody's been selling the keys to the kingdom, to the enemy.
Yeah.
You know, and Obama just did everything from the beginning for the benefit of the American public, right?
Sure. No,
he's a fast-talking charlatan who had his own agenda, who was doing whatever he could to circumvent the United States, apologetic tour around the world, you name it. This guy was a piece of garbage, and I don't care what anybody says. If you want to listen to a sweet talker, fine. But the substance of everything he did was against the American people, bar none.
Absolutely.
No question about it. You know, selling, you know, giving $150 billion to Iran, covering up at the DOJ, attacking his enemies. Remember when Eric Holder said that he was his wingman? And now they're attacking Barr because he's a shell for Trump?
Yeah.
Are you freaking kidding me? These guys are, like Trump said, they're sick. There's something wrong with these people. They got some serious issues.
Yeah.
They're criminals.
They're
criminally insane.
It doesn't bother them to lie. It doesn't bother them to cheat. It doesn't bother them to steal. It doesn't bother them to kill. I mean, remember Hillary and her famous thing from over there in not Syria but Libya? Oh, when they killed Gaddafi? Yeah, we came, we saw, we killed. You're a sick person.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you might have to go in and do some things that you don't like to do, but you don't revel in it and laugh about it.
No. Well, look at Benghazi, what she did with Benghazi.
And there's still more to that story, too, that needs to come out about what's going on. You know, and there's ties being found to that, and the scandal with the engineering company and the pipeline company up in Canada that's bringing down the Trudeau government. That's tied right into Libya and Benghazi and the things that are going on. And I'm telling you, before this is over, people are going to get sick and tired of hearing about the Ukraine and their involvement and the things that were going on in there for the last decade.
Well, I'll tell you what, at least it's all coming out. If Trump turns out to be on the wrong side of stuff, which I don't believe he is at this point, we're in real trouble. You know, and criticizing and bitching and moaning.
At this point, are the Democrats credible?
Are the Republicans credible?
I was going to say.
Is there anybody credible?
Yeah, how many people are credible up
because
there?
Because I'll tell you what, what's going on. We're going to be on full-on revolution here in a year or two if this doesn't get stopped. I don't know. And, you know, I got to comment a little bit on the prior program, the State of Jefferson. I was listening. I didn't get the full boat of information on the way in, but I got some. And it was about the crime in Reading. I want to talk about that a little bit. You know what the real deal is we need to stop being afraid. This is the land of the free and the home of the brave. If someone's breaking into your house, I'm not afraid to shoot them. Okay. If he's breaking into my kitchen, I'm not afraid to do what I gotta do, even if it takes his life. That's the home of the brave. And the real deal is that you are within your rights in California, under the castle law, to do what you gotta do to defend yourself and your family.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, if it's out on the street, that's a whole different story. But the real deal is, you know, these people, you know, if we went back a generation into our World War II, generation, the greatest generation as they're coined, do you think they just stand around and be afraid and call the police?
No.
No.
That's why they were the greatest.
That's
generation.
Why they were, because
that's why they did what they did during World
War
II.
We need to get a little tougher. We need to quit being afraid.
And there's where you get the disparity in different things, too. You know, you get this incidents where somebody does something and then the law enforcement responds and you get the term, you know, suicide by law enforcement or suicide by cop. Where is the preclusion or the thought process? Well, he just committed suicide by citizen.
Well, and I've been told by several police officers that, you know, what happens in your home stays in your home. What happens in your business stays in your business. You know, basically, if you got some guy breaking in and you catch him, and you beat them down or whatever you're going to do. And this was off the record. They don't want to get on the record saying it.
No.
But they're not going to prosecute you for it. And even if they did, let's say that you did something like that. And let's say that they charged you with it. Well, I guess you're going to have a jury trial with your peers. And how many people in Reading would convict you of defending your home and your property or yourself? At this point, I don't think you get a jury.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Just because you're charged with something doesn't make you guilty. That doesn't mean that you're going to go away to the big house just because you're charged with something.
Now, it might be a major pain in the butt, but you know something? If more people started doing it, you'd send a message. Do we have a phone call?
Yeah, I think it says Tanya.
I can't see it.
Tana?
Tana?
Yes.
Yes, you're on the air, Tana.
Yes, I called in earlier, and I wanted to add to my story about the crime. I live in Red Bluff,
okay.
And I have lived in my house for 35 years. And there in the alley behind me, there are drugs going on that I know of for about the last 10, 15 years. And we have there's an investigator working on it, and we have sent him pictures of driver's licenses. We haven't actually gotten a picture of them doing it, but we know, and the police know, and the investigator knows, and it hasn't happened to me, but the gal that's working with me on this, they have threatened her. They've thrown feces in her backyard. They have put nails in her driveway. They have called her every name in the book, and she is scared to death. She is at the point where she wants to move. And you know what? This is just not right. I mean, I have lived in my house for 35 years. I should not have to move. And she is scared. And I'm a little bit more aggressive, but I just don't know what to do, because if I get too aggressive, or if I start taking pictures of more, then they're going to start threatening me, and they're going to start doing things to my animals. And it's just a very bad situation, and we're at the point where we just don't know what to do.
I agree, and I feel your pain. I really do. At the same time, what's protected my property is that there's been a few altercations, and if they feel enough pain that it hurts them, and you're not an easy, soft target, then they're going to go away is what it comes down to, an easier pickings. Now, I understand, you know, if you're a senior woman, it's pretty hard to do that. But at the same time, I mean, if someone comes into my house, I'm going to shoot them. All right? I mean, that's just it. You know, and a few more of them get shot, then they don't drive nails in your driveway. They don't do stuff because they don't pretend to be.
Well, they're not going to pick on you if they think they're going to have some type of
resistance.
There's
going to be some repercussions.
Yeah.
Now, maybe down there you guys need to get some kind of a neighborhood watch. Maybe you get together with your neighbors. You know, I don't know what every solution is, but I know what has worked for me. And I'll tell you what has worked for me is being a hard target with a reputation that I will shoot you if you come into my property to steal from me.
Well, and the situation is, she lives alone, and I live alone.
I understand.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what the answer for you is, other than, you know.
I would at least start with maybe some outreach to your fellow neighbors and things like that. And see if you can do some kind of
organizing.
You're
going to have to turn your radio down, please.
Yeah, I just did. Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, I think Neighborhood Watch, like they're doing in Cottonwood's a good thing. But the good people, are going to have to band together at the end of the day.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. Mm-hmm. It's going to take people getting together, whether old, young, mental, it doesn't matter, and create their own group to resist against these type of people, to push them away,
well,
or whatever needs to be done to protect each other.
And I'm going to take a little bit of up on the drug thing, too. This is not just because of drugs, okay? That has exacerbated the problem.
But it's still a symptom.
But it's a symptom of the real underlying cause of the problem. And if we went back to the French Revolution, there were no drugs in the French Revolution. But after they started debasing the currency, everybody ripped off everybody in sight. There was burglaries everywhere, because what happens is that when people can't make enough money and the jobs don't support them and the prices keep going through the roof, then pretty soon it's almost impossible to do anything but steal from other people in order to survive. And that is one of the downsides of the government corruption of this continuing printing of money year after year after year. We're almost into $750 billion this year alone. And I don't know if anybody else has noticed, but, you know, a jar of honey is like $20 now.
Yeah. And also this, you know, everybody needs to feel good, you know, no matter what, as long as I feel good, you know, and letting them get away with that.
It's the, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, it's this social construct that is being perpetuated, right, especially among our young people. There is no truth anymore.
Right. Right.
There's only your truth, your feelings, what your
made,
reality.
Yeah. What right. made a country us great as a country is we all had a basic morality.
Which we don't have
which
anymore.
Which we have lost. Now, you can attribute it to the churches, you contribute it to the schools, whatever you want to attribute it to. But it used to be you sort of, you know, you applied the golden rule in your daily lives, because if you didn't, your father whipped you.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they didn't take orders from somebody saying, this is how you're supposed to, you know what I mean? Nowadays, you know, the government and agencies tell us, oh, no, you need to do this. You have to do that. You need to go there.
We coddle weakness.
Yes, we do.
We coddle weakness.
Well, and the state has become the parent. So with that said, we got to go to a break.
Yes, if you, we do.
So we appreciate your call.
Okay.
And hopefully
well, thank
that you,
you very
can
much.
Yeah, resolve your problem.
Thank you very much for listening to me. We're going to have to take a different approach on this.
I would suggest getting a hold of the Cottonwood Neighborhood Watch and some of the things
maybe
that they've
use
been
their
able
model.
To do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Use their model. They may be able to provide you with some assistance and some advice on what you can do.
Yeah, because I do know they put out messages to people to alert them when things like that are going on, and they kind of band together.
Yeah,
so.
And your best contact would probably be Woody Clendenin at... What's the name of his barbershop?
Cottonwood Barbershop.
Cottonwood Barbershop. Thank you.
I would have never thought of that.
Yeah.
With that, we need to go to a break.
And with that, yes. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school, it's a wonder I can think at all, and my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Hold a throne.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Through the roof, but our control is on the rise. We make our ends meet, take what we need to survive. One shot, one kill is such a thrill. That's the way that I was raised. When I pick up a gun, I hit right where I aim. It's time to take a stand. It's time to draw the line. You better bring yours when you come to take mine.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. I got to touch a little bit on this headline here. Bernie Sanders and Kamala Harris, another leftist, call for felons to in prison to be given the vote. I mean, okay, so we want 16-year-olds to vote.
Yep.
We want illegal aliens to vote. We want felons in prison to vote, and we don't care if everybody votes two or three times as long as they override the citizenry who wants to vote conservative.
Mm-hmm. So why do we have to vote?
What's the point?
What's the point of voting?
What's the point of voting? Yeah, the point is that we need to get this thing under control and start having a legal vote. And I don't know.
Done properly. And those two. Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Here's one. Saudi regime beheads five homosexuals and a teen who sent a WhatsApp message. Yeah. Gee, I'm not sure any of these guys should be shipped to Saudi Arabia.
Probably a bad idea.
Probably a bad idea. We were talking about the caller we just had. And, you know, the real deal is, you know, if you go back to the founding of our country, you know, the women were in the cabins with guns. They defended themselves. It was a way of life back then because it was a dangerous place to be in the world, you know, and it's a dangerous, it's still a dangerous place to be in the world. We had a blanket of security, for a long time because we were operating under, you know, the Ten Commandments, basically. You know, you do unto others as you'd, you know, and we've gotten so far away from that with the self-gratification and the me movement and everything else that what that does is it makes it life miserable for everybody.
Yeah.
And so we just have to get back to our roots a little bit, I guess, before it's going to get any better.
People just need to stand up.
It's going to get worse before it gets better, and that's just the way of it. But at the same time, that's the answer, is we can't just roll over and depend on everybody else to take care of us.
No, we have to do it.
Yeah.
And the other thing, too, is they were willing to stand for their liberties and to defend themselves at the point of sacrificing their lives. They were willing to pay the ultimate price.
Right.
Is people want security, they want these things, but they're not willing to make that payment. They're not willing to go to that point to defend it.
Well,
there's a point of surrender for them where too much is too much.
Well, it's the old saying, you know, in order for evil to prosper, all that has to happen is good men do nothing. And that's the issue. It's a fight, whether you like it or not. There is no comfort zone sooner or later, and you better step up to the plate and know the difference between right and wrong, and do something you can't do whatever you can about it. You can't depend on everybody else to take care of you. I'm sorry, that's just reality. Anyway, with that said, what else can we move on to? We've got a couple of things here, a couple breaking stories.
We got a good one coming out of Zero Hedge. Ukraine tapped by Obama administration to hurt Trump and help the Clintons and protect the Bidens.
Is that collusion?
Yes.
I think that's collusion.
Yes.
And if you hide it and cover up the investigation and try to pin it on somebody else for something that you did, isn't that called obstruction?
Yes. Yes, I believe it is.
Wow. I should be a
person. It just doesn't stop with them, though. God,
these guys are
God.
Well. You know what it's like. It's like being in the mafia. You know, what do they tell you if you ever get pinched? Deny it. Mm-hmm. Never admit wrong. Ever. No matter what. If you got your hand in the cookie jar, you know, and
don't talk.
That's not my. I didn't know that was a cookie jar.
Or like what my daughter did to me. I was getting a cookie for you, Daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm your sweet gal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sure you were.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
And the problem being what, you know?
Well, because you deny, and then when you're caught, you deny some more.
Lie.
And these guys are going to lie all the way to the gas chamber or the cell or the lethal injection port or whatever it happens to be.
Or the socialists come at you with, well, you have the only cookie jar and the only cookies have to be in the only cookie jar. And that's not right. So you should actually make me a new cookie jar and give me half your cookies.
Well, here
what happens when the cookies run out?
Here's how screwed up these guys are.
Oh.
This is a quote from Alexandria Occasional Cortex. Okay.
Oh, really?
Under capitalism, man oppresses man. Under socialism, it's the other way around.
with that, I think we're at the top of the hour.
So many different ways
we do have a special guest on the second part of the show, so stay tuned with Sovereign Minds. You're listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. President Trump rallied his supporters in Wisconsin last night instead of attending the annual White House Correspondents Association dinner. Greg Clugston was there.
Addressing thousands of people here inside a Green Bay sports arena, the president touted the strength of the economy, denounced the special counsel's Russia report, and criticized the media. During the rally, he brought White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders on stage, who received a standing ovation. She said she was at the White House Correspondents' Dinner last year and didn't receive the best welcome. Later, to the delight of the crowd, the president took a shot at CNN and their low ratings. Greg Clugston with the president in Green Bay.
Former Indiana Senator Richard Lugar, a Republican foreign policy sage known for leading efforts to get former Soviet states to give up their nukes, has passed away. He was 87 years old. Lugar died at the Inova Fairfax Heart and Vascular Institute outside Washington, D.C. this morning. Serious flooding in Mozambique has arrived in the wake of Cyclone Kenneth.
The flooding is worsening, with waters now waist high in places. The government has urged people to immediately seek higher ground. Hundreds of thousands of Mozambicans are at risk. Residents in the region's main city, Pemba, are reported to be frantic as rushing waters flood their homes and heavy rains fall. Women and girls have used buckets and pots to try to scoop the torrent from their front yards, but in vain, as the water has continued to pour in. Authorities say there have been a number of deaths after Cyclone Kenneth arrived Thursday evening with the force of a Category 4 hurricane. I'm Charles Zuladesma.
Investigators sorting through the background of the man they say that burst into a California synagogue yesterday and started shooting, killing one person and wounding three. 19-year-old John Ernest called 911 on himself after the incident, turned himself in. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Everyone's talking about Better Together, the exciting new talk show by women and for women airing daily on TBN Television Network. Join host Lori Crouch and some awesome women of faith in action. Better Together is a fast-moving 30 minutes of honest, engaging conversation about all sorts of issues. Each day, Lori welcomes popular women in ministry, music, entertainment, and more. It's good friends like Christine Kane, Victoria Osteen, Mandisa, Lisa Harper, Cece Winans, Holly Wagner, and many more. Let's face it, life comes at us at a fast and furious pace, and we're not meant to go it alone. We all see our world a little more clearly when we experience it with those of like mind and spirit. That's what Better Together is all about. Living, loving, and growing in God's grace together as friends and family. Join Lori and friends weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Pacific for Better Together, exclusively on TBN. And follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Better Together TV.
The German government's desire to move away from fossil fuels is starting to generate results, but will it generate enough electricity to meet the country's needs?
German energy company RWE says it will not invest in any new coal-fired power stations and it's scrapping plans for a coal-fueled plant in western Germany. RWE, which operates several of Europe's most polluting power plants, says it will now focus on generating electricity from renewable sources. Rich Thomason reporting.
Nearly 600 flights have been canceled and thousands of passengers stranded on the third day of a pilot strike at Scandinavian Airlines that the carrier estimates has affected 170,000 passengers. The flag carrier of Denmark, Norway, and Sweden announced today further flight cancellations for the coming week as the parties have failed to resume talks. Another 1,200 or so flights will not be lifting off Monday and Tuesday. News and analysis at townhall.com. Dr. Charles Schneiderman returns this weekend to say a word or two about video screen usage by children.
The World Health Organization, WHO, recommends limiting watching electronic screens to less than 1 hour per day for children under age 5 and no exposure for infants. The reason is that prolonged exposure to electronic screens has been shown to delay the development of social, motor, and thinking skills. Charles Snyderman in Washington.
Today is Sunday, April the 28th. It's a birthday for some famous people, including former Secretary of State James Baker, who is 89 years old today. Actress and singer Ann Margaret turned 78. Former Tonight Show host Jay Leno, 69. Supreme Court Justice Elena Kagan has 59 candles on her cake. Actress Penelope Cruz is 45 years old today. TV personalities Drew and Jonathan Scott, 41. Actress Jessica Alba is 38. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
This is your talk radio at 96.5 and 1460 AM. Wow. So I guess we have our guest on the line. We have with us David Horowitz. He's the author of many books, a outstanding informed author on many levels, raised with in a communist commune is my understanding as well. You got some more stuff on there?
Yeah, his latest book is Dark Agenda, The War to Destroy Christianity, America.
Wow, I would, considering what we've been talking about in the last hour, this is a pretty appropriate subject. Are you there, David? How are you doing, Mr. Horowitz?
I am. I'm fine.
Good, good.
Oh, well, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Well, where should we get started here? Talk about your new book, The War on Christianity?
No, it's a war on Christian America. It's very, the idea is very simple, and that is America was settled by 98% of the settlers, and the people who created this country were Protestant Christians. Couldn't have been created by anybody else, and all the ideas, principles, values that we hold dear. Equality, inclusion, tolerance, pluralism. These are all Christian ideas. The only group that could have founded America with the freedoms that until now we have enjoyed were Protestant Christians. And the book explains why this is so. And the war, therefore, against Christians, and there is a war led by, you know, former President Obama is one of its chief leaders, but it's all over the place. They're driving Chick-fil-A out of airports, because you don't like the ideas of the owners. This is so un-American.
What do you think the hidden agenda is on this, and where is
it
coming from?
They want to destroy the country because they're leftists.
Right.
The Democratic Party is now an extreme left-wing party. It is a racist party. it believes that the most important things about you are the color of your skin, your gender, your sexual orientation. Of course, it controls all the inner cities of America of any size.
Isn't that just like a cover, though, for them getting power?
They believe it.
You think they actually believe that?
I do. I think that they're communists.
Yeah.
My parents were communists. I grew up in the left. I know how these people think. But look, I mean, they've embraced the leaders of Black Lives Matter are actually self-described communists and admirers of Fidel Castro. The Women's March is headed by terrorist supporters like Linda Sarsour and racists. So I think it's a big mistake to think that these people don't know what they're doing. Bernie Sanders, you know, he's such a liar. His model of so-called socialism, he spent his life defending communism.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't choose to have his honeymoon in Denmark. His hero isn't King Frederick II or Anders Rasmussen, the Prime Minister of Denmark. His heroes are Fidel Castro, Joseph Stalin, Mao Zedong, Ho Chi Minh. I mean, you know, there's a record behind him. There's actually video of him defending the bread lines in Russia. He chose to go to the Kremlin to have his honeymoon in the heyday of the Soviet Empire.
Yes,
and
yeah,
if you
listen
to them,
my theory.
You know, Kamala Harris. You know, first thing I'm going to do as president is call on Congress to take away your guns, and if they won't do it, I will do it.
Right.
Yeah.
You listen to Cortez, and they, like I say, they support Hamas, which is a terrorist organization. They support the destruction of the Jewish state. Hamas is also an enemy of the United States. And that's who these people are. They do fundraisers for them.
See, I've always believed that the rank and file, the leaders, have to come up with a message that's going to be sellable to the rank and file. But I've always thought that the leaders, you know, didn't believe this stuff. What they believed is this is the pathway to power, you know, so that they can get control of things.
Well, I think there's truth in what you're saying. But, you know, if you're running a party in which race is the predominant issue and everybody who disagrees with you is a racist, you can't, you know, they never argue, you know, it's like the borders. I mean, they say nonsense like there's no crisis or that walls are immoral. Who believes that?
No
right?
one.
Okay, and then they call anybody who challenges them a racist. And you're right. Race, it's a very powerful political weapon. Democratic Party is the party of hate. There's no question about it. But that doesn't mean they're not racist.
So you think that they have to remove Christianity because of the work ethic, you know, treating your neighbor properly?
That's a good question. First of all, Christians and Jews, too. I mean, any Jew who is a serious devotee of the Old Testament understands that the problem in our society and in every society is not society, which is a fictional, and there is no such thing as society. It's a reflection of who we are. They think that people, the left, people are good and society is bad. And, you know, since they're all kind of crypto-Marxists, it's corporations that make society bad. This is so ridiculous.
That's a contradiction in terms, because people are society.
Right. And if people are the problem, everything changes, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You don't come up with a Green New Deal to rearrange the whole of society, $100 trillion program. You want to take away all gasoline cars within 10 years. Now, how many gasoline-driven cars are out there? 250 million, 300 million? People are attached to their cars. You're also going to force them to take a big economic bath. by outlawing gasoline cars. You think you can accomplish that? Take away from people who will probably fight for their cars in a 10-year period, 250 million, say, cars, without instituting a police state? No, you can't.
Well, that's the goal. Well, that's the goal. You know, that's the old Marxist thing of, you know, two steps forward, one step back. You know, they stretch their goals out there with an impossible time frame and an impossible objective. But as the closer they get to that and the police state, then it doesn't really matter. They throw
but,
out.
But if you're a Christian, you understand. You do what the founders did. You don't want one person, one vote. You want an electoral college to protect the minority
yep.
from the tyranny of the majority. You want a Senate where, again, where Wyoming with 500,000 people has two senators and so does California with 37 million. You want to put a check on people's bad tendencies. People are the problem. That's why, look, progressives killed 100 million people in the last 100 years in peacetime. Because they got away in the way of their Green New Deals. People on the left have no sense that the, you know, they're always, what is the Democratic Party where it wants to expand the powers of the government?
Yep.
We've had a 2-year lesson in how corrupt the government is. The heads of our intelligence agencies and the FBI tried to overthrow the president.
Wow. Listen, stay with us, Dave. We've got to go to a break here real quick.
If you want to call in, I have a question or comment for our guests, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. North State Now is brought to you by Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Thank you.
Sovereign Radio, home of the Free Fire Media. Hey, that's pretty good stuff there.
Yeah, a little Three Doors Down.
Yeah.
Three Doors Down. Hadn't heard that for a while. I like it.
Good song.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have a few.
So we're back with our guest, Mr. David Horowitz, and we're talking about the problems in America in general, and he's just written a book about it, The Attack on Christian America. And I'll tell you what, I think we're on the same page, David, and what do we do about it?
Yeah, I was going to say, what's the solution for this?
Re-elect Trump.
Well, I got to agree with that. I mean, you know,
win the House.
Yeah, I mean,
we're in a civil war situation in this country.
Yeah.
There's not going to be a civil war because the federal government is too powerful. But the war is over control of the executive and legislative, over the government.
Well, do you think that there's going to be people?
We have so many people in this country who are totalitarians. You know, they believe in a total transformation of, or what did Obama call it, the fundamental transformation of America.
Right.
They want to change everything, and they want to use the weight of the federal government. You notice when they ask Cortez, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, is really stupid woman, but dangerous. they ask her how she's going to pay for her these, you know, multi-trillion dollar programs. And she says, well, we did it in the Second World War. You know, we'll have a wartime mobilization. That's just what we want in our democracy, to be ruled by a wartime government. You know, she forgets they put thousands of Japanese in internment camps. When you're dealing with an existential battle for the survival of the country, anything goes. But that's not the way you want a normal society to operate, but they do.
Well, I think you hit it right the nail on the head. She's not a very bright woman. She's been spoon-fed a bunch of crap, you know, from school or college or whatever, and it's like Reagan said.
Well, we've
said,
given,
you know,
over our schools to the communist left.
Absolutely.
You know, I've written 5 books on universities, but it's the K-12. It's from kindergarten on. They're teaching kids in kindergarten about white skin privilege, which is a leftist myth, to demonize white people and then make white people feel guilty and bad and shut up. And the anti-white racism is rampant. I mean, you get it on The View. It's old white men. We get, you know, it's surreal.
So let's let Joe Biden
believe that this is actually happening.
Yeah.
In the Kavanaugh hearings, I mean, this Christine Blasey Ford is a proven liar. She said she couldn't testify because she was afraid of flying because of the trauma from an incident in high school, which didn't even involve sex, 37 years ago. And then, you know, she was asked, well, you know, has she been to the South Pacific by air? Yeah, she flies all over the world. She just lied about it.
Well, she lied about that, and also the facts that, you know, she couldn't. It was really interesting how her story was so vague. She didn't know where it was at. She didn't know what time it was. She knew she had one beer. She didn't know who was there. You know, I mean, that's just classic lying.
She knew she had one beer, but she was afraid to tell her parents because there was alcohol at the party, even though there were only like 5 or 6 people there. And she left after what she describes now, and she's a partisan Democrat donor. She just hates Kavanaugh because he's a Trump appointee. But she left the house without telling her girlfriend, her best friend, that she was leaving because she was assaulted. How could she do
that? No, the whole thing's nuts.
So it's blatant lies. The Democrats all support it. they don't think anything of destroying the reputation. And I mean, to see this man break down in tears because of the attack on him. These are disgusting people. Klobuchar, Blumenthal, Cory Booker. They're evil what they did to Kavanaugh. But, you know, they're running for president.
Do you think there's going to be an indictment with regard to the scandals at the DOJ?
I think the worm has turned.
Yep.
I think the tide has turned. Now, Trump is now clear of Mueller, so he can go on the offensive. I mean, I wish there were more Republicans like Donald Trump, but there aren't. I wish there were more fighters. Well, apparently there are some around him, but this guy is so good. It's always back at your face.
Never
just take the hit. Never apologize. Go right for the jugular. I love it.
With that, Mr. Horowitz, we do have a caller on the line. We've got Nick.
Sure.
Good morning, Nick. You got a question for our guest?
I do. I've got more of a comment than a question. I believe that this war on Christians in the United States is more of a Agenda 21, one world government in the 21st century movement that started, that was predecessed, that's pushed by the Obama administration, and I think it really plays out in Europe. And it started when they destabilized Libya, which is going on right now, thanks to them, and is pushing all the Muslims up into Europe, and there's a major war going on against Christians in Europe, and it's just starting over here to get ugly. What's your thought?
Well, the Islamists they hate it. It's a religion of bigotry. Everybody's an infidel except them. And what do you do with infidels? Well, you look at the Quran, and it tells you you strike them in the neck, you behead them.
See, so
it's a very evil movement, and you're right. They have contempt.
Opinion,
and the Europeans, you know, the big problem is white guilt or European guilt. The Europeans can't defend themselves. So they're inviting. I mean, Germany is almost over. I mean, I have to say, as a Jew, there's a certain schadenfreude to that. But Germany was a great civilization despite Hitler.
Well,
it's gone. It's over. There isn't going to be a Germany anymore. I actually saw a leader of the German parliament from the Green Party say in 20 years, Germans will no longer be a majority in Germany. And that's a good thing, she said. That kind of mentality is just suicide.
Well, the way I see this playing out is, and I think this is intentional from the start, is the Muslims are going to wipe out as much Christianity as they can, and the One World Order is going to walk in with their army and wipe out the Muslims. That way they're the hero, and they've brought down the population.
I don't know who the One World Army is. I hear our president say America first, and I'm for that.
And I hope it stays like that, but, you know, they didn't intend for that to be. If Hillary Clinton would have got in, you could talk about a war.
The Democratic Party is a racist, anti-American, communist party these days.
Dishonest.
And they are completely unprincipled. And it can't even make sense. I mean, this thing of Bernie Sanders saying he wants the marathon bomber to have a vote. This guy came to the country to kill us all and destroy America. Why should he have the right to vote? That shows you where Bernie Sanders is. He has no identification with the United States of America. They will lie. Even Ilhan Omar says she loves America. No, she doesn't. She hates America. She described the American forces that went into Mogadishu in Somalia to rescue the people because this warlord was stealing the food aid that they had been sent. She described them as imperialists who massacred Somalis. She's an evil witch. And the fact that the Democratic Party has her on the Foreign Affairs Committee tells you everything you need to know about the Democratic Party.
I like the way you put things. I'm going to buy your book. Have a great day.
Well, thank you. It's called Dark Agenda, The War to Destroy Christian America. And the worst thing that Obama, I mean, he did so many terrible things to Christians, like, you know, one of the things they pursued for 5 years, relentless, with him behind it, the Little Sisters of the Poor. This is a charity that goes back to the 16th century, in which nuns take care of elderly ladies. Everybody, nobody is getting pregnant in these, in the Little Sisters of the Poor facilities. But the Obama administration used the Obamacare mandate to say they had to distribute condoms. It was purely vindictive hate against religious people.
Wow.
And across the Little Sisters, I mean, they had to pay lawyers' fees. They had to win a Supreme Court case. But the worst thing he did was betraying every American who gave his or her life in Iraq. And every Iraqi, too, to keep Iraq out of the hands of the terrorists. He pulled our troops. He turned over our probably $20 million military base. He allowed ISIS to grow up and thrive, and then he stood by and did nothing and said no words of condemnation even while ISIS slaughtered 200,000 Christians, drove hundreds of thousands into exile, and effectively wiped out the oldest Christian community in the world.
Well, they were back-channeling...
This guy pretends to be a Christian. He's not a Christian.
They were back-channeling resources through Libya. That's what part of that whole thing was about.
Well, the Libyan thing was another terrible thing that's on Hillary's head. But
listen, we got to go to a break, Mr. Horowitz, and we'll be...
And this is all... I wrote about this in the book.
All right.
Dark Agenda,
The War to Destroy Christian America by David Horowitz. Go ahead, sis.
And please stay tuned with us, Mr. Horowitz, on the other side of this break. You're listening to KCNR 1460 96.5 FM.
February 22, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Sovereign Mind Radio. Yeah, I think Joe's headed to Fire Lake, all right. And a few more along with him. We're talking to Mr. David Horowitz. He has his new book out, The Dark Agenda. Dark Agenda, The War on to Destroy Christian America. And, you know, I was just looking at some quotes here, and, you know, one of them was the best way to take over a people and control them utterly is to take a little of their freedom at a time, to erode rights by a thousand tiny and almost imperceivable reductions. In this way, the people will not see those rights and freedom being removed until past the point of which the changes cannot be reversed. And one of those being to demoralize a country is one of those tenets. Because if you can demoralize a people to the point where they don't look to the God or Christianity or any kind of set of principles to guide their lives on a daily basis, they start looking to the government to put those principles together for them. And so that's why you see people get slaughtered in China and Russia and, you know, Cuba and whatever, because after a while the government is God. Am I too far out there?
No, I think that's right, but you know, it's even more sinister than that. Because of their control of the schools and because of Supreme Court decisions, which I discuss in my book, where they've driven religion out of the schools, you can't mention. You can't teach children that the pilgrims, you can't mention the fact that they were Christians and fleeing persecution. So the foundations, and that's why I call it Christian America, because the foundations of our country are a set of Protestant beliefs in equality and individualism. And if you can't teach people where those ideas come from or what their reasoning behind them is, they no longer know where their freedom comes from. Take Elizabeth Warren. She's a Harvard professor, but she's a complete ignoramus when it comes to the founding. She thinks, we should have a society where there's one person, one vote. The founders didn't want that because they understood that the biggest problem is the people. People are nuts. They have, you know, a lot of hate in them, evil. They tend to want to blame their problems on other people and then on, you know, whole groups of people. It happens to be these days, it's mainly white males. You know, you get inside people's heads where they don't understand. So what the founders had this brilliant idea. You put sovereignty, invest the people with sovereignty. That's the democracy part. And then you put in this system of checks and balances to frustrate them. Because you know that, you know, look what happened in Germany. I mean, they became fascists. And look what happened in Russia. So it wasn't that Hitler wasn't popular. He was. That's the problem. It wasn't like the heads of our intelligence agencies and the FBI didn't first try to sabotage the campaign of the rival to the Democratic Party and then have spent 2 years trying to overthrow a duly elected government. I mean, how horrific is that? It's the first attempted coup in our nation's history, and it was conducted by people who should be in jail.
Well,
and not yet.
I think that's why that we were a rule of law as opposed to rule of men. If men were angels, no government would be necessary, James Madison in the Federalist Papers.
Well, but that's such a Christian idea.
Right.
That's why you have to have morality, and, you know, and of course people corrupt the church, they corrupt religion as well. My late friend Christopher Hitchens, who was the most entertaining of the atheists, wrote a book and the subtitle was How Religion Poisons Everything. No, it's people who poison religion. But there's no fix. You can't have social justice because that's not the way people are made. They lie. What justice was there in the Kavanaugh hearings? Where was one Democrat who said, this is disgraceful? We've taken an alleged incident that's allegedly happened 37 years ago, between two high school students in a house where alcohol was present, that didn't even involve sex, and we're going to ruin this man's career and life over it. Where was the decent Democrat? There wasn't one. Not one.
Wow, that's amazing. And social justice, like you say, is a relative term depending on who's handing it out. Because
it means communism. That's all it means.
Well,
there's no social justice. There's no society to mete out justice. There's no entity society. What it means is Bernie Sanders would get in power and give money to his political friends. Period.
Well, he's got to
jail his political enemies.
It involves a redistribution of somebody's wealth.
Well, socialism is theft.
Yep, I agree with that completely. You know, did you know too that on the De Blasio or the not De Blasio, but the who was the gal at the hearings for Kavanaugh? I want to say De Blasio, but that's not it. But anyway, that she was when she was a professor, that one of the classes that she gave was to help the FBI to beat lie detector tests. And you know, you can't make that kind of crap up. Nobody did enough background check in the media to even try to discount this gal's story, because it was a hit piece designed to stop Kavanaugh from getting into the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Wow.
We do have a call.
Well, when you see how corrupt people are and dishonest, you don't want to put a lot of hands in the power in the hands of the government. It's the same people that caused the problems, but now they have humongous power.
Right, right. Well, that's why they spread it out at the local level. But I guess
Blumenthal is a pathological liar. He lied. He said he was in Vietnam. You know, it's called stolen valor, where he had five deferments. And never set foot in Vietnam. And he's the one who's up there calling Kavanaugh a liar. It's just...
And with that, we do have a caller on the line. We've got Morton. Good morning, Morton.
Good morning. I just have two questions for my hero. My first question is, how did the communists take over Czechoslovakia so soon after World War II? And the second question is, if this was a Christian nation, we had great leaders who expounded from the pulpit about historical things and Christianity. So where are those leaders in the pulpit today?
Well,
in other words, what's wrong with the church?
Well, that's a very good question. A lot of it is pacifist. First of all, the answer to the Czechoslovakia issue is that the Red Army, the Soviet Red Army, was in Czechoslovakia. That made it easy for the communists. Look, to me, the biggest problem that we face is conservatives and Christians are too damn polite. And they, you know, they sugarcoat things. Don't ever, ever call these people liberals. They're vindictive bigots. There isn't a liberal, well, there are. There are two liberals in the Democratic Party, Dershowitz and Joe Lieberman, and Joe Lieberman is pretty much retired. There might be one or two more that I've never heard of. But the Democratic Party is an illiberal party. The only liberals in this country are Republicans. We want two sides to a conversation. You know, and we don't set out as our first step to destroy people personally. All of that hate comes from Democrats. They're the ones who call everybody racists. They're the ones who call everybody else hate mongers when they're the hate mongers. But I don't understand why there wasn't a huge outcry from the Christian church when Obama was letting that community in Iraq of Christians, the oldest in the world. You know, the Temple of Mosul, which was conquered, that city was conquered by ISIS, had held continuous sermons, Sunday sermons, since the time of St. Paul. It's all gone now. And all that blood is on Obama's head, and because he's black, nobody, you know, has the temerity to mention it. Hands off. Or if they're a woman, not one, all those Republicans on the Judiciary Committee, not one of them questioned the Blasey Ford.
Right.
They had to get a woman to do it. I mean, how cowardly is that?
Well,
agreed.
I mean, finally, Lindsey Graham had a proper outburst. That was the one that I approve of, but nobody else is. Everybody else is so polite.
Well, it's been a proven fact, I guess, just in the last week or so. There's a study that says that the Christian religion, you know, in whatever form, is now the most persecuted religion in the world at this point
in time.
Well,
I think that's true in terms of numbers, but I think the Jews...
Well, I would include the Jews in that because I don't know if Christianity, but the
Judeo-Christian.
Judeo-Christian,
that's
absolutely.
Right. But yeah. It's true. There's 300 Christians a month killed.
Right.
Globally.
So anyway, we have to go to a break.
And right? When it happens, what does Obama do? He calls them Easter worshipers.
Easter.
Like they're kind of druids on holiday.
That's so insane.
And with that, we'll go to a break and we'll come back for the last segment of Sovereign Minds. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Sun, because it's coming.
That it is.
Starting to get hot, starting to heat up.
You know, just during the break, Red and I were talking about, when did the Christians come where they're so passive?
Milquetoast, John.
Yeah, I mean, it's thousands of years. Huh?
Since the end of the Roman Empire, when they had the Roman Empire, they were more militant, I guess. Or in the Holy Roman Empire. I mean, the Crusades have been wildly exaggerated by Obama and others. But, you know, passivity is, you know, it's part of the problem.
Well, I got to agree.
Yeah, Jesus said, turn the other cheek, but he also said, I bring not peace, but a sword. But, you know, Christians won't defend themselves. They're not going to have any churches. The effort to stamp out Christian thought is, I mean, it's pervasive. And I mentioned the Chick-fil-A example. They weren't banned from these airports by leftist council members because they served bad chicken. They were banned because the charitable arm of Chick-fil-A supports nonprofits that promote their ideas. The suppression of ideas, that's the end of American democracy. And that's what the left is relentless in its attack on people it disagrees with. For 20 years, I have not been able to go to a college campus without bodyguards. But it's pointless for me to go now, although I'm, you know, always testing it if I can. Because even if I go and even if I, you know, they intimidate the conservative groups from inviting controversial as a speakers. But even if I go, it's a circus. I have professors calling me all kinds of names and spreading all kinds of easily demonstrable lies about me. I have leaflets handed out with these lies about me, and there was a reporter from the campus newspaper, and I went over each attack on me and showed him why it's a complete fabrication. And then he wrote a piece in the paper just repeating the lies. So I didn't reach anybody on the campus. And inside my speech, these leftists, they marched out periodically. They played porn videos very loudly on their computers. Two lesbians did a whole kissing scene as though that was going to upset me. All it does is it turns the whole affair into a circus and nobody is hearing anything. There's no intellectual content. And the vice president in charge of security was there, and he was encouraging them. So, you know, it's all over. There is no free speech on our college campuses. None.
Well, what's happened is that because of the new media platforms, that's where the free speech has migrated to, you know, whether it's our radio show or the thousands of other, you know, journalists and citizen journalism that's been going on. And that's the new platform. And I think
you're right. I mean, the internet has frustrated them somewhat.
I believe that's how Trump got elected on the last round, was through the internet.
Yeah, that's probably right.
So that's the new medium, and they're trying to shut that down. They're trying to get rid of it as well, whether it's through Facebook or Google or
YouTube.
Well,
they've gone for the, you know, the giant tech companies that control the platforms. That's a serious danger, serious threat.
There's so many ways to get around what they're trying to do, though. I'm not sure they can ever shut it down completely.
Well, you know, I'm not going to argue with you.
Yeah,
I think you have to have, it was actually a communist, well, I think he stole it from somebody else, but Gramsci, who said a revolutionary must have pessimism of the intellect and optimism of the will. If you lose, and that's the great danger of being a conservative, because you're a realist, it's easy to become a fatalist and to give up the battle. In advance of the battle. And when that happens, you know, you lose.
Well, that's what a true leader does.
Trump has given a lot of people hope.
Well, that's what a true leader does.
He set an example of fighting.
That's what a true leader does, is he keeps his troops optimistic and figures out a way to win.
Well, and goes in the face of the enemy. Go for the jugular. Don't call them socialists when they're communists.
Yep.
Don't hide the fact that they're racists. Well, you know, I often say, I mean, I'll be a lot more hopeful when I see the first Republican call Debbie Wasserman Schultz or Maxine Waters or Nancy Pelosi a racist and point out that they control every killing field in America, you know, Chicago, Detroit, St. Louis. They're all 100% controlled by the Democrats and have been for 50 to 100 years. Every injustice in the inner city, every failed school that year in and year out ruins the lives of millions of poor black and Hispanic kids are 100% controlled by progressives and the Democratic Party.
I think they're catching
on. Republicans are too polite to ever mention it.
I think they're catching on through the new platforms.
But things are changing, and it's only because the left is so outrageous and so obvious. I mean, they've bared their teeth in public.
Yeah, I think it's become so obvious to see what they really are. I mean, and then you've got people stepping up like Candace Owens and David Harris Jr. and, you know, that are getting out there and have figured out what they're doing and are telling everybody else to, you know, wise up.
I had something to do with the launch of Candace.
Oh, really?
And when I first met her or spoke to her, I said, I've been waiting for someone like you to come along for 30 years. It's going to take black leadership to break this.
I agree. I can't help it. I'm laughing here because, I just read this headline, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio plans to pass, AOC's Green New Deal that will ban new glass and steel structures. So they're going to ban glass and steel structures in New York City.
The thing about leftists, is they never know when to stop.
Well, we're just about out of time.
Never know when to stop.
We're almost out of time.
The Boston Marathon bomber is a good example of that.
We only have about a minute or so left. Is there something else you want to get out there real quick?
No, I want to repeat the title of my book because it's a lot of it is about the left. And I think that people will learn about the contributions Christians made to this country.
Dark Agenda, The War to Destroy Christian America.
Yeah, it's available David on Horowitz. Amazon. You can get it at frontpagemag.com.
You can get it on audiobook, too, I do believe. So.
Hey, they're going to cut us off, but I want to thank you for coming on again, Mr.
Thanks
Horowitz.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Been great, and we'll hope to see you in the future.
And have a great day. You've been listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Where we go one, we go all. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You're listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties, liberty over security, and truth not lies.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.